Chair, Excellencies, High Commissioner, and distinguished delegates, let me start by expressing my sincere condolences for the tragic loss of UNHCR colleagues in Lebanon. It's a stark reminder of the high risk humanitarian workers face in the field. Parties to conflict need to respect international humanitarian law and protect humanitarians. UNHCR's mandate and role are more important than ever, and we pay tribute to your staff and partners in your efforts to stay and deliver. Chair, armed conflicts on all continents have triggered a steep increase in humanitarian crises and millions of displaced. The devastating war in Sudan has resulted in an extremely challenging displacement crisis, both internally and in the neighboring countries. The situation in the Middle East is deteriorating, while the human suffering caused by Russia's illegal war on Ukraine continues. While we strive to protect and assist displaced persons in humanitarian crises, we too often face situations where parties to conflict fail to follow international humanitarian law. This has an immediate and devastating impact on civilians and on the humanitarians trying to assist them. But it also emboldens other belligerents to ignore the rules of war, thereby undermining international humanitarian law in the longer term. The High Commissioner said it so well yesterday. With no peace and few resources, displacement will grow. Hence, conflicts must end. We continue to stress the importance of a comprehensive approach to humanitarian efforts, conflict resolution, and peace building. Protection must remain the overarching priority of UNHCR's work. Addressing the specific vulnerabilities of women, children, and young people is crucial. Displaced children and adolescents need protection and opportunities for them to grow and develop to their full potential. Chair, the prevalence of sexual and gender-based violence is deeply concerning, and we urge UNHCR to enhance its efforts to prevent and respond to survivors. Likewise, we stress the importance of protecting LGBTQ+ persons. As cluster lead on protection, UNHCR has a particular responsibility to coordinate and to raise awareness. Chair, with historical high numbers of forcibly displaced, many in protracted crises, the challenges to providing protection and support are overwhelming. We are concerned that many crises are both underfunded and overlooked, and this is why we need a more comprehensive approach to seek durable solutions. Norway strongly supports the Global Compact on Refugees and the importance of promoting a more equitable burden and responsibility sharing. We will continue to promote and strengthen our own integration policies, aiming at increasing refugees' participation in society and in the labor market. Inclusion is key, not only for the refugees, but for sustainable societies built on trust, cohesion, and opportunities. Chair, Norway has been part of the I Belong campaign to end statelessness, and we will continue our support and look forward to participating in the new Global Alliance. My government will continue to support the Secretary General's action agenda on internal displacement, including the funding mechanism that was established in 2023. We also support other partners' approaches, and we appreciate High Commissioner Grandi's commitment to ensuring system-wide follow-up of Special Advisor Piper's mandate. UNHCR's budget proposal to focus more on sustainable programming in displacement crises is highly welcome. In conclusion, let me reiterate Norway's strong political and financial support to the important mandate and work of UNHCR. Norway remains committed to providing unearmarked, long-term and flexible funding, and we urge Member States to contribute to reducing the current funding gap. I thank you.